and what's the movement like since you guys got back here and then just knowing that you are going to get that opportunity to play next week in New York?
Yeah, everyone's excited. Gave us yesterday off, you know. You know, obviously back to work today. I'm excited for the opportunity. You know, a lot of the guys I think here haven't been to New York City. I know I haven't. Just really excited for the opportunity to, you know, be in the Final Four of the NIT.
How important and what's it mean to you guys to win this thing, not just go there and be satisfied?
It's really important. We told you guys that from, you know, the beginning that, you know, once we found out we were in this tournament, that's what our plan was, is to try to win it. And we've gotten this far, and I think we've grown in all three games, and now it's time to do it, you know, on a bigger stage, you know, ESPN, obviously. Madison Square Garden should be fun.
How do you see this team developing over the past couple weeks, the extra practices, the extra games?
I mean, it's huge to, you know, have your season keep going, to be one of only, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 teams that still have a game on their schedule. It's, you know, obviously a great blessing for us. You know, we're closing out games that, you know, we kind of struggled with early in the season. You know, we won on the road in a place that's won, they've won 19 straight home games, making free throws down the stretch. So, you know, just all the little things that we weren't doing throughout the season, we've kind of culminated, and, you know, it's kind of happened over the past 2 or 3 weeks.
How much fun was it to see the smile on May's face, the fact that he still gets to play?
It's great. I mean, you know, you never want your season to end, and how sweet it would be for him to, you know, win his last game in a Hawkeye uniform. And, yeah, that's the goal, and two more games to get there. But, you know, we'll be locked in and ready for Maryland probably. I don't know if we'll introduce him today, but we'll be ready for him on Tuesday.
Same thing with Melson, right, to get to go home?
Yeah, I know he's really excited. He said he's going to get as many tickets as he can. So,
what does it say, just like with the freshmen on the team, guys like Adam Woodbury having the game that he had the other night, Mike, when he was out on the floor, being able to provide what he did, Anthony, and the plays that he made for you down the stretch? Just
yeah, well, you know, what's big is you know, they're getting used to playing 36, 37 games in a season. You know, last year, you know, they weren't used to that, obviously. You play a lot more games in college, and this is the most games, you know, I've even played here. I think I played 35 last year, but, you know, and they're getting better as the season's going on. Adam, you know, 10-8, played really well at Virginia. You look at Clemens, you know, these past couple of games, he's, you know, come and made a couple mistakes, but he made a couple mistakes in the Virginia game and got him back. You know, he had that turnover, but he came down, made the big block, finished the game strong with, you know, making four free throws. You know, he hit a three, played great defense on the ball. You know, Mike's hurt, but he's giving us all he can. You know, he's not playing as many minutes as he was when he was completely healthy, but when he's out on the floor, he's giving everything he can. And just those guys are really growing and getting better as the season's going on.